In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Jesus saw a great crowd. It was evening, and they had nothing to eat. Here is a statistic for you. It has been calculated that in Britain, church volunteers gave about 72 million hours every year to community projects. And on top of this are the donations of money to charity and various causes. Gebt ihr ihnen zu essen, sagte Jesus. Und so machen es seine Jünger heute. Mit ihrem Einsatz gibt die Kirche heute nicht nur 5000 Menschen zu essen und nicht nur in Ländern, wo Hungersnot herrscht. People's hunger for food, clothing, housing, human dignity is being fed in this way, making the churches easily the biggest player in the field of social action projects. The past few Sundays, we have heard how Jesus taught his disciples and the crowds about the kingdom of heaven, using stories and parables. He portrays the kingdom in terms that we can relate to, things like harvests, things being put right, a treasure hidden, waiting for us to discover it, something working away all the time to bring good out of bad situations. And this miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 is a kind of practical illustration, forming a sort of grand finale to the series. Dieses Wunder, in dem alle etwas zu essen bekommen, ist sozusagen ein Symbol, ein Vorgeschmack von der himmlischen Mahlzeit, die bei der Vollendung des Reichs Gottes stattfinden wird. Die Botschaft Jesus ist auch zugleich, dass das Reich Gottes nicht nur in der Zukunft liegt, sondern es ist unter uns als eine gegenwärtige Wirklichkeit. The message of the parables is that the kingdom of heaven is already among us, like yeast in dough, so wie Hefe in Teig. And when Jesus says to the disciples, you give them something to eat, he is making the same point. He is helping his followers to realize that they have the kingdom within them and the resources to make the kingdom visible in the situation that confronts them, just as countless volunteers today are finding resources of time and talents and money within them and thus fulfilling the kingdom. Jesus sagte den Jungen, gebt ihr etwas zu essen. Dies ist eine Herausforderung für sie und für uns, die Gaben, die wir schon haben, zu entdecken und für das Wohl aller zu verwenden. Heute feiern wir eine Taufe, drei Kinder, und wir wissen nicht, was für Gaben, Eigenschaften, Talente sie haben. Die Welt wartet darauf, das zu entdecken. When we bring children to baptism, the world is still waiting to find out what they will be like, what gifts and talents they will share with us as they grow up. Today it is as if we have a blank piece of paper, but the kingdom is within them too. Perhaps that blank piece of paper is like the sort of thing you find in spy novels. Something is already written there in invisible ink. The task of the church is to help Michelle and Justine and Brenda to reveal what God has already written there. Kinder christlich zu erziehen, bedeutet, den Kindern zu helfen, das Reich Gottes in sich zu entdecken und demgemäß zu leben. Es ist eine Aufgabe, die wir alle gemeinsam akzeptieren, besonders natürlich Eltern und Paten. And of course it doesn't end with baptism. In all of us, there are still blank bits with writing still to be revealed, resources still within us. And we need the help of each other in the church to realize this. At the Eucharist, we bring forth bread, wine, and gifts of money. Hearing Jesus' words, you give them something to eat. Like the loaves and the fishes at the lakeside, our gifts are transformed, and what we receive back is infinitely more precious, truly a foretaste of the heavenly banquet to which we are all invited, and at which all our hungers will be satisfied. In the meantime, we are fed with the gifts we have offered, miraculously transformed, and we are sent out, aware of our potential to work for God's kingdom, to make it visible in our world today. You give them something to eat. Gebt ihr ihnen etwas zu essen. Amen.